Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And we're going to be talking to Jim Hill momentarily about the Los Angeles Lakers. But first, hey, Randy, come in here for a second, dude. This is Randy Wang. How are you, dude?
What's going on, Jimmy?
See you, dude. Let me see. You got your cell phone on you?
Yeah.
Let's see your cell phone for a second.
There you go.
Thank you, dude. Gina Grad told me something about the cell phone that I didn't believe. Do you mind if I flip through it?
Yeah, go for it.
Pretty nice phone. What is that?
It's a Nextel, Motorola i870. I just got in January.
You mind if I look in the history of it?
I don't care.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to ask you some phone numbers here, and you tell me, because she says you have a ton of phone numbers with no name on it. You just have phone numbers listed in there. And she is very suspicious that they might be, like, you know, chicks that are listeners or whatever that you're picking up on.
All right.
And again, Randy Wang is one of our producers here, works on the Corolla show as well. So I'll give you a number and you tell me what it is.
All right. I'll play along.
All right. This first number right here. What is this? 818. There's no name next to it. 761-5263.
Tim, that's Pizza Land.
You memorized it?
Yeah.
All right. But it's listed in your phone. There's no name next to it. It's just 818-761-5263.
Well, that's my recent calls.
Right.
I was over there the other day. But, yeah, that's Pizza Land by my house. It's a pizza place in Valley Village.
All right. Now, what's the one under this? 818-761-8451. What is that?
That's a place right next to Pizza Land, Carrie's Cafe.
I thought you were on a new diet, dude. It was going so well, and all of a sudden...
Well, I haven't deleted these numbers out of my phone.
This number right here was called Friday of last week.
Well, it's a sandwich place. I got a sandwich. I can't have a sandwich on my diet.
What is this one? 818-906-5743. What is that?
Well, that's Gelson's. Is there something wrong with having Gelson's in my phone?
Another eating establishment that's walking distance?
I get the salads.
All right. What is this one here? Another 818-846-3611. What is that?
That's Chili John's
in
Burbank.
Four straight numbers are all eating places.
I went there on the weekend.
Yeah, but dude, I thought you were into this shape fitness.
Chili is low in cholesterol. I can't have chili.
I know, but dude, listen. I thought you were into the whole fitness deal. You're working out at Shape Fitness. Is that right?
Yeah, I work out at Shape Fitness every day.
And what did you weigh when you started at Shape Fitness?
Well, we weighed in when Elaine came in, 278.
And what do you know?
I think right now I was 288? Down to, I was down to 260. Now I'm up to about 265.
265. All right. So you've dropped like 13 pounds.
Yeah.
All right.
The problem is on the weekend, it's hard to stick to the diet.
What is this number? 818-842-5004. No name next to it.
8425.
Five, oh. Should we call it?
No,
what is it?
That's Venice Deli, the greatest sandwich shop in Burbank.
See, dude, this is the sign of an addict.
An addict? Everyone eats, Tim.
I understand everyone eats.
I don't want to call information.
But not everybody has the history in their phone, you know, jammed with food joints.
What is wrong with that?
I just find it, you know, I find you're going in the wrong direction here, man.
What? I can't have a sandwich?
Here's another one. 818-769-3733. What is that? And okay. That's called twice in one night. Here at 7 o'clock on a Saturday and 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
That's Domino's Pizza.
That's Domino's Pizza. All right. So you had two hits?
Well, I called them because they have that new 4444 deal.
Yeah.
And then a buddy of mine was going to come over, so I got two more 4444s.
What's the deal?
You get... four pizzas for $4 each. So I got eight pizzas for
$4
toppings? Each. One topping.
One topping, four pizzas.
Yeah. I got one pepperoni, one mushroom,
Jesus
one sausage,
Christ, man.
One olive, one extra cheese, one bell peppers.
You got eight of them?
I got eight pizzas.
And how many guys were over? 10?
Just me and my buddy.
And between the two of you, wiped out eight pizzas?
He wiped out one. I wiped out about three, and the rest are in my fridge.
All right. Very good. And how many slices come in one of those pizzas?
I think there's six slices a piece.
So they're small pizzas.
Yeah.
All right. And what is this number here? 818-762-3333.
How do you not know that number?
I don't know what that number is.
That's Pizza Man in the Valley.
See, dude, you're going to die, man. How old are you? You're 24?
I'm 22.
22. By the time you're 25, you were going to, you know, have a massive heart attack.
But at Pizza Man, they have low fat crust.
What do you get at Pizza Man?
I get a pizza.
One?
Yeah, one pizza.
Ah, pizza.
They have a large pizza takeout only for $16.
All right. Then my number is here. My home number. I won't read that one. And then Gina's number, I recognize that. And then what's this number? 818-760-9713.
How far back is that going?
It's going back 2 weeks.
Oh, God. That's Popeyes.
Jesus Christ. I can't believe you recognize all these numbers.
Tim, I have a photographic memory.
Well, it sounds like you have a photographic, you know, appetite.
Well, I just called them to see if they were open, because the one by my house, they close early sometimes.
And you called to see if they were going to stay open late?
Yeah.
You called the chicken joint?
Exactly.
And what time are they open
till? Cornbread.
Sometimes they close at like 8 o'clock. I don't know. They never post their hours on the window. But on Sundays, they have this deal where you get 8 pieces of chicken for $6.
Jesus Christ, man. I've never known a guy to know all the deals in the neighborhood.
I'm not kidding, Tim. I probably know every fast food deal there is right now advertised on a window.
All right. All right. Here's another one. We're going through Randy Wang's phone book here. Or, I mean, his calls. And I see here you got a phone call into Jack Silver, the program director here. Ron Escarcega. This 805 looks like it's a call to your home. Is that right?
No, it's 661.
661? Where's 805 then?
At Simi Valley.
Simi Valley. All right. A guy who knows what you got going out in Simi Valley.
Old girlfriend.
All right. And then there's one here, another one. 818-506-4050, I don't recognize.
That's City Walk over in, not City Walk, City Walk.
W-O-K.
Yeah, in Studio City.
On Laurel?
No, it's on Vineland in Studio City.
All right, and you're over there eating the Chinese food.
Oh, they got the best Chinese food. They have the crispy beef.
But, dude, that's why you have no money. You're eating every meal out. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're on your cell phone.
So?
All right, and what is this number here? I don't recognize this one. 818-762-1221.
How do you not recognize that number?
I don't know.
That's Art's Deli.
Oh, Art's
Deli. How do you not know Art's Deli?
I ate there on Sunday with a friend.
Everybody should have Art's Deli programmed into the phone.
And what do you get there?
I get roast beef.
Roast beef.
All right. Real good.
And then what's this one? 818-843-9334.
All right. What was that call at 3 in the morning?
2:38 in the morning.
All right. That was Bob's Big Boy.
Jesus Christ. So you get in the car. You get in the Honda, that red box.
I get
box,
in the Honda. I drive down Riverside.
And you sit there.
I hit the Big Boy.
What do you get there?
I get the Bob's Big Boy.
And with the fries and the salad and the whole run.
Yeah, and a shake.
And a shake.
Yeah.
All right.
A vanilla shake.
At 3 a.m.
Well, I need some caffeine to stay up.
All right. All right, here's another one. 818-843-8550. What is that one?
That's numero uno.
Dude, you are in a massive trouble here, dude.
One bite and you're hooked.
Aren't you also the guy that went home one night? I guess you were driving to Valencia. You stopped at a McDonald's.
All right, I was driving on from the station when I still lived in Valencia. I stopped at McDonald's on Santa Monica and La Brea, and they had the new chicken wraps.
Right.
That's what they're called, right?
Chicken? Yeah, chicken
snack wraps.
Snack wraps.
And they had three flavors. They had barbecue, ranch, and honey mustard.
Right.
So I said, what the hell? I'm going to try all three. And they had the choice of grilled chicken or crispy chicken. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to have the three grilled chicken wraps.
Right.
I eat all of those.
And which McDonald's did you stop at?
This is Santa Monica and La Brea.
Okay.
In Hollywood.
All right.
So then I drive. I get on the 5 freeway.
And you're eating and driving.
Eating and driving. I finish them before I even get off the 101. So now I'm on the 5 freeway, and I see the McDonald's over on Roxford in Sylmar,
Jesus Christ.
The last food stop before that 10 minutes to Valencia.
Right, before you get wiped out. I mean, you don't want to be on that 10-minute drive without a snack wrap on you.
So I drive to the McDonald's because I'm still a little hungry, and I get three more snack wraps, the same ones but crispy chicken, and I get myself a double cheeseburger.
Jesus Christ, man.
I was hungry.
So six snack wraps and a double cheeseburger.
Over the course of an hour.
Now, when you pull up into the McDonald's, the second one, and I know the one you're talking about, it's right off the 5 freeway. You can see it from the freeway. There's an Arco or a Chevron station.
Mobile.
Mobile. And I've stopped at that one before, because when you do leave town, that's the one you stop at before you hit the road. when you pull over to the in the McDonald's and it's the drive-thru, are you hiding other bags?
I have hid other bags.
You're hiding the J-Box bag? And the...
Once I actually left it out.
Does she find it odd that you're drinking a Coke while you pull up to the window one?
Yeah, they say, why do you have a Burger King cup in your hand?
Right. But you're hiding bags.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about having my SUV is I got a lot of room in the back for old bags.
Right. And you toss the old McDonald's bags back there.
Actually, yeah, that time I already had a McDonald's bags out there. And so she saw the bag sitting there with McDonald's and was one of those big bags. And then
like
she gave
the
me another
bags.
And then she gave me another bag. I don't know what she was thinking.
Jesus Christ, man. All right, folks, let's take some calls on this. Do you really go for it at these fast food places? It's sort of an offshoot of when did you realize you're a pig. But who's really going for it at these fast food places? What are you ordering just for yourself? And how crazy to get with the fast food? Because I'm addicted to it as well. I am a complete fast food addict. I go every day to either Jack in the Box, McDonald's. I went to McDonald's today.
What'd you get?
I got the number one. It's the Big Mac, the fries, and the Coke.
I got to tell you you can eat a Big Mac in the car. I figured this out a little while ago. What you do is while you're driving the car, you hold the steering wheel in one hand. You hold the Big Mac in the box with one hand. You take the top bun. You eat that with the lettuce. No, you take that with the first patty, and you eat that. Then you just flip the middle bun over, and now you have a cheeseburger.
Get out of here. All right, let's talk to Jim, and then we're going to take some calls. Randy Wang is a complete addict when it comes to fast food. If you're also one, it's always fun to hear the outrageous stories of these guys driving through, man, with these fast foods. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. How crazy do you get at these fast food places? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. And while we're sitting around waiting for a call, we'll talk to a good friend of mine, Jim Hill. Jim, how are you, sir?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Hey.
I'm an expert on fast foods as well.
Is that right, man? You hit these places, huh?
I'm telling you, sometimes, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, that's some of the best food in the world.
Where do you go? What do you prefer? Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Tommy's?
Let's see. Fat Burger.
Oh, yeah. Fat Burger is great.
I'm telling you. The chili dogs.
Oh yeah.
You just can't beat them. Yeah. Especially when they start to fall in your lap when you're driving.
Right, and you got to look good for those TV shots.
Or at least try to. Yeah.
Hey, when you go to the only complaint I have with Fat Burger is that it's not fast enough. I wish it was faster. Fat Burger.
I think one of the reasons for that is
it's great.
They cook it up on order.
Right.
And there's so many people in line.
Yeah, that's true. What I do now at Fat Burger, and I hope that everybody now knows that this is available, but you can go online and you can order your food online and then drive to Fat Burger. I've done that before as well.
See, that's why you're who you are today.
That's a real addict.
The inside tricks.
Yeah. All right. So, Jim, did you travel with the team at all? Did you go back to see the Lakers in Boston?
Yeah, I got back this morning.
And how are they feeling after the loss?
I was at the airport this morning with them when they arrived. They arrived this afternoon about 3 o'clock.
What airport did they fly into?
They flew into LAX.
Really?
Okay. They had a charter into LAX. And obviously they were they're disappointed in what happened, but amazingly still extremely positive.
Right.
Kobe is the eternal optimist. There's no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to Derek, and Derek said the only thing that really bothers him now is about that long flight back.
Right.
And so they're extremely optimistic. They know that they know what they're up against, but they also know that they feel very comfortable playing at Staples Center. And as I've said before, there's three games here. And as far as I'm concerned, they have to win all three games.
Right.
In order to win this thing. If they don't win all three, then Boston should win this whole thing.
I found it. I know you don't talk a lot about the line on games, but I know you have friends that probably do.
Mm-hmm.
I found it odd that the Lakers were a 1-point favorite yesterday in Boston.
Yeah, didn't you? We were talking about that. I think the reason for that is that a lot of people figured that. That Kobe would come back and have a heck of a game.
Right.
That they would play, they would be more aggressive, which they were, but they were taken out of it with all the fouls that were called. I just think that of course, there was a lot of fouls calling, and you put a lot of emphasis on that. But you get, sometimes you have to play above and beyond those handicaps.
That's Lamar, a big handicap,
like
though.
Lamar didn't play at all in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And, of course, once the Lakers started their run at 7.5 minutes, they were 24 down. You know, Phil is going to go with the hand that's the hot hand at that particular time.
Right.
But I did, too. I found it a little strange, just like we always find it strange on betting lines. And at the end of the game, it's almost exactly the way that the line is.
Right. And they came very close. I mean, I couldn't believe that, you know, Lakers are down by 24 with 7.5 minutes left. And I was going to stop watching. I actually went to get the remote to watch another station because it's so depressing to watch that. And then when I saw them not guarding the Lakers shooting three-pointers, I said, wait a minute. If
yep.
you don't guard an NBA player on a three-pointer, that's all they're going to be shooting.
And that's what they did.
Yeah. And I couldn't believe Boston let most of them go uncontested.
Oh, I know. And I'm sitting there, and I'm getting a lot of text messages, and some of the texts are, I'm not watching this mess anymore tonight. You know, what
right.
in the HELL are they doing? This is really a bunch of junk. Or what's wrong with them? And then a few minutes later, man, I can't believe they're going to come back and try and win this thing. So I'm sure that the numbers have been wonderful on the ratings.
I bet they have, yeah.
Oh, these games have been absolutely incredible at the end. And I expect tomorrow night, for the Lakers tomorrow night, it should be like an elimination game because they go down 0-3.
It's over.
Yeah, you don't come back from that.
Right.
But I just really believe that they're going to give it anything and everything they have in order to either you get back into it or you get almost completely out of it.
Right. All right. Jim Hill is with us now. I found it odd at the end of last night's game when the Lakers came back. They're only down three, actually at that point I think they were down five, and they didn't give Kobe the ball. Kobe never touched the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that, and he got really pissed off that he wasn't given the ball either.
That's when he slammed his fist into the palm of his hand.
Right.
Well, and here's the other thing: when you get into a situation like this, there have been times before in the course of the year where Sasha, Jordan Farmar, some of the other guys have made big shots in critical situations, and I kind of think that's what Sasha was trying to do last night. Sasha makes that three-pointer, then maybe it's a different tone to this whole thing.
Right.
But you know, in your under the biggest lights that are out there, you know, the MVP wants the ball, and you know, I can't blame him for that.
Yeah, he should have it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when's the next game? Are we talking
tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Mañana, señor.
At Staples Center, you're going.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'd love to be able to check in with you after that game.
Well, anytime I get a chance to talk to you, you know, it's my pleasure.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. And we'll try to maybe give you a call either tomorrow or Wednesday. And nobody knows more about this game than you do, man.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, but I do know where to go to get fast food at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right. All right. Thanks for checking in with us, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. Jim Hill with CBS 2. Look at him tonight on Channel 2 at 11 o'clock. And all the updates, we'll try to get him on tomorrow after the Laker game as well. All right. The craziness that fast food is involved in your life. I eat it every day. I know Randy Wang has it in his cell phone. Everybody I know, we're constantly driving through these fast food places. Randy Wang will hit a McDonald's on the way home and then hit another one before he goes over the pass to Valencia. How crazy has your life gotten with this fast food? 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
We just wanted to feed you potato salad and ribs too. Got some sauce on your lips, boo. BBW barbecue.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Randy Wang is sitting with us. This guy has more experience in fast food joints than anything else.
It's probably true.
And how crazy has fast food gotten in your life? I know that I'm there every single day, and I can't help it. It's just so tempting. It's so good. It's great hangover food. I have specific Jack in the Boxes that I go to that I think are better than other Jack in the Boxes.
Oh, yeah. Once you're really into fast food, you know exactly which joints are the ones that are fast
right.
and the ones that have the hot food.
Yeah, and the ones that get the food correct. And the Jack in the Box that I'll drive out of my way to get to is on Victory, out past, I guess, what's the street out there? Victory. It's out past the Panga Plaza there, right before you get to that big Home Depot and Walmart. It's right across Caddy Corner to Walmart out there. And that is a sensational Jack in the Box with great service, great food. And I also like the one on Ventura Boulevard near Winnetka. I go to that one as well.
My favorite fast food stand of all time, and the one I've spent probably $1,000 at in the last 3 years, is the Carl's Jr. on Sunset. The Carl's Jr. Jr.
Right.
It's open 24 hours. The food's always quick, and the line always moves quickly. And you have to plan out when I'm driving back to the Valley, because every fast food joint in the Valley that's near me takes a half hour in the middle of the night to sit there in the drive-thru.
Yeah, I hate that. I can't stand that.
You want to kill yourself.
All right, 520-9710. How crazy has this has your life gotten with this fast food? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Josh and Whittier, you're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Hey, how's it going, Tim?
All right, man. What's up with you?
Not much. Usually every time I get some extra cash, I like going to In-N-Out and getting 2 4x4 combos.
Wait a minute. How many?
Two.
2 4x4s?
Yep.
And you can eat the whole thing?
Both of them.
So when you're done with 1 4x4, you're hungry enough to polish off another?
Yep.
Holy Christ,
why don't
man.
You just save time and get an 8x8?
You can't do it anymore. They say it's unhealthy.
Really? Remember when we had a guy call once that said he ordered a 22x22?
Jesus Christ. I tell you, this audience is going for it. A 2 4x4s is Jesus, that doesn't satisfy that hunger, man. No, I wonder why. There's no it's not a mystery when a guy wakes up and he's 278 pounds.
No,
it didn't happen overnight.
It's a long process.
All right, let's talk to how about Lisa in Palm Springs? You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Dan? What's up, baby?
Not much. I just love you.
Thank
I
you,
really
darling.
Do. You.
Thank
I
you,
love
baby.
Your sense of humor.
Thank
and,
you, darling.
I just recently moved down to Palm Springs, so I'm on my way back there now from being
where?
In L.A. all day.
Where have you? Where were you living before?
Well, I was living in L.A. I'm actually from the San Fernando Valley.
Hey, look at you.
Granada Hills High School.
Yeah, what year?
Like 98? Graduated in 82.
Ah, graduated in 81.
I know. John Elway was a little bit before me.
John Elway was, I wasn't on the football team. It's no surprise to you.
No, I wouldn't be. I wasn't surprised. Yeah.
Thank you. But he did play against Birmingham High School, and I think we lost like 76-4 or 76-3, something, I don't know.
Right. And I was on the tennis team. We played against Birmingham. So I always hear about your Valley
hey,
stuff.
Look at you,
brings
baby.
Brings me back, yeah. So,
thank you. All right, what do you got?
Fast food thing, I just went through a divorce this year.
Uh-oh.
And I don't think I ate fast food for 20 years. Big health nut, big workout girl,
right.
I would always shame everybody, when they ate fast food. But in Palm Springs, everything closes at 6 p.m. It's just the whole town shuts down. But
right.
there's this one McDonald's, which is about a quarter of a mile from my house, and I got on this little thing.
That's where it all starts.
Yeah, it all starts where, you're not really looking forward to having sex, you're not going to have sex, it's the last thing you want to do, you're just,
right.
It's not in the whole picture of things. So I start going, and I can't stop.
How long have you been going to fast food now?
It's been like 6 months.
And how much have you gained?
15 pounds.
How 50?
15.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
And what do you weigh?
I weighed 125 before. I'm a good 140, and I don't know if it's all from the fast food.
Oh,
but
that's a huge bitch.
Hey, Jerry, please.
Hey, Jerry.
Jerry, calm down. You got any kids?
No kids.
Oh, thank God.
No, but...
Well, if you don't have any kids, listen. If you don't have any kids, you keep going and eating. What are you living for? You keep piling it on. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
That's the one thing that's nice about not having kids. When you die, nobody is affected.
Well, you know, the thing is it starts off where, you know, you'll order one thing and then you go, you know, I might have like a shake tonight as a treat. And
right.
then the shake turns into an M&M flurry. And that turns into extra M&M. And now I take off the extra M&M. And it's like, it's an addiction.
I know. Well, you know what? It's like with guys, when they go to Las Vegas, every guy that's gone to Vegas and lost like a ton of dough can pinpoint the beginning of the disaster.
Exactly.
And with me, last time I was at a casino, I was up around $1,000. And I said, I'm going to put $100 into a $5 video poker machine and see what happens. So I bet the $100 on one hand, lost it, and that was the beginning of the end. I gave back that grand and probably gave him another grand.
$100 in one hand of video poker.
Yeah.
It's a bet. But you know what? But that's what but for a moment, when you're having that McFlurry with those M&Ms in there, you're alive. You're alive, man. When I had that $100 in that video poker machine, I was goddamn alive.
For a moment. And see, then I would get up in the morning and run my 11-month-old lab, and I'd be able to justify it. But now it's 110 degrees in the morning.
Right.
So there's no more running.
No, and now it's back to the air conditioning that McDonald's supplies.
Exactly.
I'm
in real trouble.
This is a true story. I got a bike and a seat on the back to tool my kid around. And at 4 o'clock today, I said, hey, hop on the back here. And my daughter gets on the back. She's got a helmet and everything. She looks great. And we're driving up, Wilbur there. And she looks and she goes, hey, French fry store. Now, she calls McDonald's the French fry store. So I said, what do you want? She goes, let's stop in there. So we stop in there. And like two lunatics, we're sweating our asses off. I don't know why she's sweating. I'm doing all the work. And we're sitting there in the air conditioning. It was beautiful. I had myself a Big Mac, a Coke, fries. She had a little order of fries there. It's the greatest thing ever. And the whole meal was like $6.
It's the happiest moment of your life.
When we were younger in the Valley, it would be, you'd see the sign and it would say McDonald's and it would be like, you know, 6,000 served or 600,000 served. Now it's like 4 billion.
Right. And do you remember when hamburgers were 19 cents?
Right.
Yeah.
And so was gas.
Yeah. The McDonald's I went to as a kid was the one on White Oak and Ventura.
Yeah, I went to the one on Sepulveda.
We all remember that. Hey, that's great. Hold on one sec. We're going to send you a prize, baby.
Oh, wow. Great.
Hold on one sec. Probably not. You don't sound like a soccer chick. Well, maybe you are. How about this? Witless Protection on DVD. You can see the... Hello? Lisa, you just won Witless Protection on DVD. Larry the Cable Guy, Jenny McCarthy, and Joe Montana. Look at that. Eric Roberts as well, starring The Unpredictable Adventure. Get it on DVD and Blu-ray and your favorite retailer, man. Look at that. Go out and get it on Blu-ray. It's supposed to look sensational. Witless Protection on DVD. There you go. All right. How crazy has fast food become in your life, man? Let's talk to a Scott in Glendale. You're on 97.1. Scotty. How about Mark in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hey.
I put on about 40 pounds, so I came up with a little way to still eat fast food and kind of slow the weight gain. I'll combine the burgers. I'll get a couple burgers. Say a value menu, and what I'll do is just build it myself. Just put the meat in one burger, so that I'll eat less bread.
So you throw the buns away.
I'll just give it to the homeless guy or something. Here, bro, I have a burger,
and there's no meat in there.
I started doing that.
All right, then. It sounds like you get a lot of enjoyment, especially when you're high doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Babu. Thanks for the low-end call.
What I would do to try to, you know, keep myself healthy is I'd order a couple of double cheeseburgers, but I'd take the bun off of one of them. Then I'd eat the double cheeseburgers. A half hour later, I'd dig in the back and eat the buns.
Jesus Christ. All right. Randy Wang is with us. We had Jason Sulaco, who worked as a producer before UCATS pulled up here. He used to, we bet him one night that he couldn't eat 15 burgers from McDonald's. And he said he could do it in an hour. And he took the 15 patties, and he ate all 15 patties in about 5 minutes. Or about like 10 minutes. I think it was 10 minutes, 15 patties, and he was done with the patties. Now he had a loaf of bread to eat. This guy now had 30 pieces of bread he had to eat. And he started soaking it and, you know, swallowing it, throwing it down. And he got down. He was about 7 pieces of bread left. And he said, I can't do it. I can't eat any more bread. After eating 15 patties of meat, you then have to eat a loaf of bread. That's what you got to think about. All right, let's talk to a Chase in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Fast food gotten crazy in your life?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
How are things, man?
It couldn't be better, man. Sensational over here.
Yeah, so I eat fast food quite a bit. It's kind of used to be my life. I kind of got out of it for a while and then just started eating it again. My number one poison is definitely Del Taco.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I wish they put a Del Taco on Ventura Boulevard. I don't know where there's a Del Taco on Ventura Boulevard.
I
know there's one on Van Owen that I go to, and Van Owen near Corbin. And there's two on Balboa. There's one on Balboa and, like, Victory, and then there's, like, one on Balboa and Sherman Way. How come they get them all?
Yeah, all the Del Tacos in the Valley are north of Victory.
Yeah, got to move one on to Ventura there. All right,
you come to Orange County, they're everywhere. It's insane.
Yeah, I do love Del Taco. The fries are always hot as hell, and the burgers are great, and the meat's always fresh, too.
Yeah, I'm bad. This is what, I'll tell you, you want to know what I order every time I go there? I get a number 4, which is the chicken soft taco combo. I get that macho size with a Coke, with chili cheese fries instead of regular fries.
Jesus.
4 extra chicken soft tacos, 2 chicken quesadillas, and then I get a half-pound red burrito with extra red sauce and extra cheese.
And what does that come out to, like $8?
No, like 18, 19 bucks because of all the extra.
19 bucks. Holy Christ, man. When you're down in $19 worth of Del Taco, that's a whole day's worth of food.
I tell you what, it was a bad habit that I have.
Do you still do it?
You know, every once in a while. I used to be bad. I used to smoke a lot, and I used to go every single night.
Yeah, smoking weed and Del Taco
is a
dream come true.
I tell you what, but I used to weigh about, even when I first started, I weighed about 170 pounds, and then I got up to about 240, 230.
Yeah, you went for it.
Yeah, I went for it for about a year and a half. I'm about 5'9", 5'10".
5'9", 240?
Yeah.
You're fine.
And then I actually lost all the weight. I'm back down to 175, and every once in a while I can eat it. But I tell you what, when I eat it, man, I just feel like crap.
Well, you got to get back in the game. You got to do it more than once, once every 3 months.
Yeah, we just did our favorite game that we play. Me and my buddy is the perfect meal. You ever heard of that?
No.
We'll go to In-N-Out, pick up burgers, then we'll go to Jack in the Box, get a shake, and then we'll go over to McDonald's, get some French fries, go to Burger King, get some cheeseburgers. Like
right.
We go to every different fast food place. Just make the best meal.
Yeah, and you know what? The perfect place for that is Valencia.
I used to do that in Valencia all the time.
Is it
on
McBean?
The weekends.
What's the off ramp there? Where they are all on the 5 freeway.
Oh no, that's Lyons.
Lyons. Yeah, you get off at
Lyons. Hill, we call it.
Get off of Lyons, make a left, and you can just spend the day there. Get a hotel room there, and it's over.
Me and 3 of my friends would drive up and down Lyons. We'd hit the Carl's Jr., we'd hit the McDonald's, we'd hit the Wendy's, we'd hit the Taco Bell and
Jesus
the Del Taco
Christ.
And the Jack in the Box and
right.
Get like one item of each place.
How crazy has this fast food gotten in your life? 520-9710-888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Randy Wang is with us, the king of fast food.
I love that title.
Yeah, you do, man.
I've earned that title.
Marshall and Reseda, you're on 97.1. Fast food getting you crazy?
Yeah, hi, Tim. It's good to talk to you. Hi. Two things. First of all, don't you want them to bring back Pup and Taco? I know you used to go there.
I used to go to Pup and Taco almost twice a week with my parents. and tacos were 19 cents. It used to be where the Taco Bell is right now. It's not, it was on Ventura, just east of Reseda.
Yeah, it's a Taco Bell now, but Pup and Taco was like the best. It was
Pup and Taco was great.
And also, the malls, especially the Sherman Oaks Galleria in the early 80s, they had the food court.
Right.
Hardly any place has food courts anymore. We had everything in one spot.
Right.
It was like my dream to go to all the places and get something from each of them at one time.
Yeah, you remember that? That mall used to be outdoors.
No, not the
Sherman Square.
That's Fashion Square. Sherman Fashion Square. Galleria,
right.
Though.
Oh, yeah. The Galleria. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. You used to have the big food court. Now it's the highest stuff, like Cheesecake Factory and El Torito Grill.
I know. I miss the old Galleria.
That was good. That was good when they had that. I want them to bring that back.
Yeah, you're right. That's like the first food court that they ever had. I remember that.
Now you have to watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High to remember that time.
Yeah. Hey, we asked Balibu Dan this question. He got it wrong. But what high school did everybody go to at Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I don't remember the name of it offhand. I don't know. I have to see the movie. I watched a couple times, but I don't remember the details.
Take a guess at what school they went to.
Lovesick High?
No, close.
I don't remember. I don't.
You're like Malibu Dan.
Yeah, except I don't smoke like he does.
Well, you should. Then you should start. What high school did all the kids go to in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I don't remember. I'm not going to be able to tell you.
Dude, break down the title.
Let me ask you one more time. What school did all the kids go to at Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Ridgemont High.
There you go, dude. All right, congratulations.
What do I win?
You're
do I win?
A mess. Let's give you a free brain scan. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Chivas USA battle Real Salt Lake.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, Doug. It's a good prize here at the Home Depot Center. This Saturday, visit CD Chivas USA, ChivasUSA.com. And all the get all the latest Major League Soccer action. There you go. Congratulations. All right, fast food's gotten you all crazy. How about Michael in the Inland Empire? You're on 97.1.
Hey, how are you doing, Mr. Conway?
Hey, dude.
Hey, you know, fast food's always gotten me crazy, man. But that chick that was from Palm Springs has got me kind of wanting to talk to her, man. Is there any way we can get a hold of her?
I don't think so, no, unless I don't even know her last name.
Wow, man, she sounded kind of hot.
Yeah, she'll call back. Maybe she's single now. She just got divorced. She'll come in on a Friday. We'll hook you up with her.
Just go to the McDonald's. That's where she is.
Yeah, go get a McFlurry. She's the one with two of them.
Man, I'm in Rialto, and she's way in Palm Springs. But I tell you what, I'd love to take a trip out there to see her if she called back, man.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. She's doesn't sound like she's in a dating mood right now. She said,
I'm gonna put her in a dating mood. She's talking about she's not looking forward to sex anymore. She needs to get some of that.
All right, stud. All right, thanks for calling, an idiot. Dick in Ontario, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how about that shaky bunch lunch?
Oh yeah, shaky. Yeah.
The mojo
potatoes, yeah. Yep.
Mojo potatoes, the fried chicken, and all the pizza you want.
And then hold the hell on to that side of yours, man.
After about 20 pieces, you just start scraping the cheese and the toppings off the pizza and just throw the crust to the side.
Yeah, and then you know, you just hope somebody can drive you home.
Oh, I can drive.
You're going to be doubled over, man.
Nah, I can make it.
All right, buddy. Sam in Lakewood, you're on 97.1. I'm sorry, let's talk to Brandon in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, dude, how you doing?
Hey, yeah, about that Ridgemont High question, Jesus Christ.
That's great.
My fast food's got to be Del Taco. Me and my friends used to eat there all the time. I'm a cheapskate, though, full-time student. I don't work. It's all about the less than $4, two red tacos and a medium drink. If you eat in, you get the free refills. What am I talking about? Good stuff.
Hey, dude, what's a red taco?
Okay, it's either red sauce or green sauce. Green sauce being the hot stuff.
That's a burrito.
Yeah, it's the burrito. I'm sorry.
Right.
The burrito.
Yeah, the red burrito.
I'm terrible. But if you're going to go to Del Taco, you got to go after midnight. You can get the hash browns, which my buddy Big Mikey loves the hash. Hey, yeah, he loves the hash browns. It's all about the bite-sized hash browns at Del Taco. They're the best.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Yeah. No, I love when restaurants get into serving breakfast late. You know, like Subway does it now.
Yeah, but Del Taco, since they're open 24 hours, like the one here on Highland and Santa Monica does this, at 11 o'clock at night, they start serving breakfast again.
They do?
Yeah. You can go.
Jesus Christ. After
the show, you could go to that Del Taco and get a bunch of breakfast burritos.
I'm going there. I've been to that Del Taco more than a dozen times on the way home. I either go to that Del Taco or I go to the Taco Bell on La Brea.
I'm on Vine. It used to be when I'm driving home from the station, I have three chances to hit a fast food joint. I've got the Burger King right here on Wilshire. Then I've got that Del Taco on Highland.
Jesus
and then my last
Christ.
Stop, which is the one I went to at least 100 times in the last year, the Carl's Jr. on Sunset.
Oh, Bubba. Alfonso in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Yes, Tim.
Hey, dude.
Look here, I got the whole scoop on the twist on the whole fast food business.
What do you got?
Okay, the fast food business is like, you know, eat up, guys, have fun. I do it all the time. I'm a big junkie myself, but I'm skinny. I stay skinny. I keep my stomach down.
You're skinny, a little something, huh?
Yeah, I call myself the gut guru because I'm now starting, I'm writing my book. I got my agent.
I'm a little skinny something.
Right, and the whole thing about it is I dig, the, you know, all of them. You know, Carl's Jr., the breakfast burger, burritos, and all that. But the dealio is that I am now promoting going on the whole hype on eat as much as you want, but naturally lose the stomach. Because the stomach is what it's all about. You know, your weight loss thing is about legs. No, it's about your stomach. Once you lose your stomach, then, you know, the rest will follow. And basically what I'm doing is I'm letting people know that they can eat as much as they want. And if they want to get on, you know, on board with my product as far as, you know, just it's a natural way. It's no pills, no surgery, no hype, no
bullshit. What is it?
It's basically, it's a, when I studied judo, it was basically an all-natural way of me of keeping my body in tone.
All right, hold on 1 second. Maybe we'll have you come in. John in Simi Valley, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Timmy.
Hey, dude, real quick, got 30 seconds.
Yeah, man. I want to show Jerry about studying some goddamn judo.
Oh, why?
And keeping slim, dude.
What are you talking about?
What?
What's going on with you?
It's like Jerry was Wachowski available or what, man?
Yeah, you want to talk to him?
Yeah,
all right,
dude.
He's right here. What do you want to say?
I want to tell him that he's the hottest thing I've ever seen, dude.
Hey, you want to go to the manhole later, dude?
Yep. Hey, Jerry, tell those dudes to stop calling you on the show, man.
Most of them stop.
Yeah, let them deal with you and your parents at home. All right, we got to take a break here. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.